sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey folks, welcome.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't.
It's Sunday here in North Dakota, September 23rd, 2018. I'm James Kelso. You're tuned into the live Trump Phenomenon Show. And since we have 2 hours today, more of a chance for you to get a phone call in at 800-313-9443. I hope some of you will call in, some of our great regulars. And if you've never called in before, give it a whirl. It's really easy. The engineers are great. You get to listen to the show while you're on hold. I'll try not to keep you on hold too long. In fact, I'll even make an initial pledge here. I'll put you on as soon as you come on the air, as soon as you appear here on my caller board. Well, we last met up on Friday. We skipped Saturdays. This show's on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I love that 5-day show. And then we skip Saturday and come back with 2 hours on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And so there's a little more to cover on the Sunday show since we've got the intervening Saturday to talk about. One thing, where we left off on Friday was with the Donald Trump incredible rally in Springfield, Missouri, where he was supporting the candidacy of Josh Hawley against Claire McCaskill in the Democratic, in the senatorial race. Josh Hawley made a speech. It was wonderful. In fact, before I forget to mention it, I got to meet a Senate candidate who I think will win. So I got to meet a future U.S. senator just yesterday at the Potato Parade here in North Dakota. Congressman Kevin Cramer was walking down the street, and my 7-year-old boy and I were walking the other way with our Donald Trump Make America Great hat on. We wore that at the Potato Parade, and our Trump shirt. And he said, as he came up to us, Congressman Cramer said, "Nice," about our shirts and caps. And then I looked at him, and I looked again, and I said, "Boy, that's Kevin Cramer, isn't it?" So I said to him, I said, "Hi," I said, "you look like yourself." He said, "Well, I hope so." and then we talked for a little while. So and I asked him whether he thought Donald Trump would be back to North Dakota to support his candidacy, and he was not sure. And we both knew the reason he's not sure is because I think he's really solidly beating Heidi Heitkamp. And this is a campaign that Trump and patriots will win. Kevin Cramer will beat Heidi Heitkamp, and that's one Senate seat up for Republicans and for loyal Trump people. So Donald Trump probably won't come back to North Dakota since he doesn't. It's not an emergency state. He is going to concentrate his efforts in those states where it's more needed. Anyway, and by the way, speaking of upcoming rallies, there is no upcoming rally scheduled at DonaldTrump.com. No rally is scheduled there. I keep an eye on that every day, so I'll let you know when the next Trump rally will be. You certainly want to take the opportunity to get to a Trump rally if one's anywhere within hundreds of miles of you. Anyway, going back to the Missouri rally, that's kind of the fun of being in a smaller state, is you're just walking down the street, you can see your future U.S. senator and current congressman just walking down the street. And he took a picture of us, too. Anyway, the great event on Friday was the Springfield Trump rally. There were 12,000 people inside the JQH Arena in Springfield. Absolute capacity, packed. You can see where Donald Trump is standing in the sort of really right in the middle of the crowd. The runway goes pretty far out into the audience. So Donald Trump has a 360-degree view of people all the way up to the rafters, everywhere around him. And this is standard. This is what these events are like now. These are epic events in American history. This has never happened before. No candidate for anything. No speaker on any subject. Revivalist, no Billy Graham. Nobody has ever had audiences like this, events like this, or enthusiasm and roaring patriots like this. You've got to partake of this, folks. Don't just assume it's going to be there forever. That's going to be one of my concerns today in the show. I gave you that tinge of gloom a couple of days ago, and this is something that's, sort of on my shoulder. It's bothering me a little bit. Is I see a shadow on the horizon here that we need to get ready for as patriots. We need to make provision for things that may not turn out that well. Specifically, I'm talking about the congressional election, the House election, coming up on November 6th. And I'll ponder that question a little bit. I'll try not to depress you, but I just want to be ready. I want us all to be steeled and braced for this. We'll be doing this show that Tuesday night right here. We'll be watching the returns coming in. I think we'll see a Senate victory for the Republicans. The Senate majority will be held, current 51-49, and it will probably get better by a Senate seat or two. But I don't know. Help me understand this, folks. If some of you out there are more astute in political analysis than I am, why is the House at stake? Why is there, I'm thinking this, there should be a landslide, a tsunami of Republican victories in the House, considering all the incredible things that Donald Trump has done for everybody in every congressional district. This should be immediately apparent to all of these fellow Americans, and they ought to vote in that. They're not that dumb. They're smart enough to realize that the vote they make for their congressman or congresswoman, it determines whether Donald Trump has a governing majority or not. So I'm wondering, there are two levels to my wondering here. One is, are we being lied to? Are the polls that we're seeing what Donald Trump calls, I'm trying to remember the word he uses for it, suppression polls? He says, folks, these are suppression polls. The purpose of these polls is to discourage and demoralize people like you, Kelso, and to get you to think there's a shadow on your shoulder and you're worried about the outcome of the election. That's the purpose of suppression polling. And the Democrats have this down to a highly refined art. They control the polling companies pretty much completely, as far as I can tell. And they have mastered the art, which we saw in operation on November 8th of 2016. Donald Trump was not supposed to win. He was supposed to be losing, and losing big, according to all the polls. There might have been one or two that got it right. And the purpose of the suppression poll, of course, if people don't want to, just natural human nature. People want to be able to sit at home following the election results going, I voted for the winner. Look, the guy I voted for won. As if it's somehow he won because of your vote. And, you know, I'm on the winning team, which somehow translates in human psychology to, hey, I'm a winner. Can't you tell? don't want to be a loser. As rabid anti-Trumper Jim Carrey says, a loser. Don't want to be a loser. So the if you can convince people that, you know, that there's a tide going one way, people go with that. Anyway, but we, and if anybody's got a recommendation out there for somebody that's polling better or that's got, you know, more reliable results, let me know. Anyway, so that's what concern number one are these suppression polls that are going on. Then concern number two, if in fact this wave of support for the Trump phenomenon that I believe should be here is not here, why? If it's not here sufficiently, of course it's here. Look at that crowd in Springfield. Look at the crowd the day before in Las Vegas. Of course, we patriots are going wild for Trump. And the crowds are enormous. The enthusiasm is off the charts. But what about this? What about the rest of the public that's still getting their information from MSNBC and CNN? And unfortunately, although Fox is in the lead, that's great news that Fox is the number one cable network. But in their totality, these other networks like MSNBC, which is in second place, Fox has 1.9 million households tuned in to the news. MSNBC has 1.4 million. That's not that far back. Significant. But then you've got, you add in CNN, which is brings in another 741,000 households. And I'll go down here further. Where are these other people? They really are dropping. But you add them all together. Overall, I think that we can, that America is watching anti-Trump news. Most people are not watching Fox. Let me summarize it this way. If you're not watching Fox on your television set, you're getting the lies wall to wall. 24-hour day lies is what you're getting. And I'm speculating, is this strategy of the left bearing fruit for them? Also, and then the strategy, that's the reality. The strategy I haven't referred to yet. The strategy is this: harass Donald Trump. Witch hunt, Russia, Mueller investigation. This Kavanaugh thing. We'll talk about the Kavanaugh hearing coming up this week. Of course, we'll talk about that. And that kind of makes my point. Everybody in the universe is talking about the Kavanaugh hearing. And this is stupid. This is the news. This is the big thing going on planet Earth. It's bigger than any actually important historical things going on the planet. It's the only news. One bat crazy woman in California, left-wing fanatic, college professor, has fabricated an event that never occurred in an anonymous letter to the bat-crazy Dianne Feinstein. And this has then morphed through the influence of the news media and the demon rats, as Jeanine Pirro so aptly calls them, into the only news in the country. So when this woman goes on national television, let's say she does actually go on Thursday, pretty much every person on earth will be watching. I mean, this is crazy. And this is over something that didn't occur, that has no witnesses, has no time, not even a year, no place, no, you know, not even a neighborhood, no detail, no corroborating evidence, nothing, zero, zip. 36 years after, and when we say 36 years, since she doesn't actually specify the year, could be 35, could be 36, could be 37 years after it didn't take place. You know, and of course, you know, I mean, and this may be taking an effect. It may actually, if you turn on your boob tube and you hear people constantly talking about rape, Kavanaugh, rape. If you keep, that's the power of association. You associate something with a term, and no, average people don't get it. They're not sharp enough to differentiate what's going on, to perceive the hoax that's being perpetrated upon them. And they start to think, well, Brett Kavanaugh, instead of being the incredible Boy Scout, incredible, squeaky clean, first in his class at Yale, fantastic husband, fantastic father, fantastic just judge for 12 years on the second highest court in the land, maybe the most qualified Supreme Court candidate in history. Now he's a rapist. Oh, and well, I don't want a rapist on the Supreme Court. I mean, that sounds pretty moronic, but that may be, the left may be onto something. That's the MO that they have. And it may be hobbling the president, and then the president has been hobbled. In these first now nearly 2 years of his presidency, Donald Trump has accomplished more than any other president in history in such a time. However, he should have accomplished, just throw a number out there, twice as much, and could have and would have if he hadn't been hamstrung, bedeviled by the demon rats, spending a tremendous amount of his time and his energy and his political capital in a defensive posture against the attacks against himself. You know, vicious, vicious attacks against his family, his friends. Nonstop lies and viciousness. Well, and then, of course, the Democrats, the demon rats, doing nothing but stonewalling, stopping, resisting, so that now, for instance, Donald Trump ordered the release of these documents. And the demon rats, you know, they're still not giving them up. And as a measure to maybe help get them out, Donald Trump has authorized Michael Horowitz to scrutinize them before they're released. But, you know, where is this going to go? Are we ever going to see these documents? Now, I'll get to the shadow on my shoulder and the depressing thought. Maybe not. Maybe not. Because if the demon rats take over the House in just a few weeks, we're never going to see those documents. The House investigating, the House committees, judiciary, intelligence, and oversight, that have been doing such incredible work at exposing the unbelievable corruption in the Department of Justice and the FBI, just to name the top agencies and the most corrupt, that will come to a grinding halt. Devin Nunes will have no power. Jim Jordan will have no power. Mark Meadows will have no power. Their ability to get something done will be gone, because you'll have people like, you'll have demon rats in charge of all those committees in the House. And they don't play nice guy. They play vicious. They play kick to the nuts. And that's exactly how they will treat the Republicans. They will have no power in those committees. The Senate will still be Republican. Senate committees will still have some power. But the Patriots, the Freedom Caucus, for example, they're all in the House. The number of great senators, that Patriot senators on the Republican side in the Senate, is very slim, very small. Well, all right, sorry to leave you with that depressing thought before a break, but we'll be right back right after this break. Stay tuned.
Last 10 years, like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Let the rest of the world help us.
And before I forget, this is James Kelso wanting to lend my voice to what you just heard RBN founder and chief John Stapmiller just say to you about the great FrontSight Firearms offer that's available to you. And let me tell you, I've in on the traffic as to how this came our way again, and it's darn near miraculous. Wasn't expected. It's a real opportunity for you. And it's so simple. If you go on your republicbroadcasting.org front page, and you'll see at the top there a link to FrontSight. Glance there for a moment, and you'll see that FrontSight link. Click on it. And it takes you to a set of instructions. Here's what it boils down to. You make a one-time $500 donation to RBN. And that gives you a Commander lifetime membership, lifetime and beyond, I'll explain that in a moment, membership at the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute in Pahrump, Nevada, or near Pahrump. It's actually closer to Las Vegas. Just call it Las Vegas because it's just outside of Las Vegas. I'm going to explain to you in a moment how easy it is to get there. And I hope I'm going to demonstrate that for you in the near future. I hope to fly through Las Vegas and when I get off my plane at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, it's only 47.6 miles from the car rental at McCarran to the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, which is on Front Sight Road. You just go out Highway 160, straight west, due west out of Las Vegas. For anybody that's ever been there, it's so easy. 47.6 miles. The maps, computer map tells me 57-minute drive. So the with that $500 one-time donation, you get so many benefits. Go on the website. You're not going to believe all the benefits you get. Your lifetime ability to go out there and train for free. You're going to have this card here. I have mine right here. Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, James Kelso, Commander. It's my commander card. And I said, last time we had this offer, we were running this offer, which was the first time, I took advantage of it. And the this card, this is lifetime, folks. And I said, more than lifetime? Yes, I can give this to one of my kids, to anyone I please. Will be the heir to this lifetime and beyond their lifetime membership. So you're getting something that might last 100 years, maybe more. I don't know whether the next person who gets this membership from me can then pass it on to their heir, their chosen heir. I don't know that. That's an interesting twist. I'll ask when I'm out there. But the 100 years is good enough for me. That's pretty good for $500. And you get discounts on ammo, discounts on firearms. You get every conceivable kind of training and everything from hand defense and combat to defense is really the operative word here. It's not a combat training. It's defense training. And to all the various weapons classes that you might conceivably have in your possession. You know, and this training is at such a high level. Watch the videos on the training at the Front Sight Institute. It's huge. There are hundreds of people out there at any given moment. And the training is of such a high level, I'm going to say from the highest to the easiest entry level. But there are military units, SWAT teams, police departments, sheriff's departments that send their top people out to Front Sight to improve their training, to upgrade their obvious great skill already. So is that good enough for you, do you think? Are you on a SWAT team? Are you on a Marine Corps assault team? Now, well, you might be intimidated. You say, well, this is not for me. I'm just a, you know, I'm the opposite of that. Well, it's perfect for you, because the other thing that's great about Front Sight is, unlike, you're not going to a boot camp, you know, at Fort Bragg. No, it's very, very entry-level friendly. Very, very friendly. No intimidating, no macho at all. It's all for you. You're not going into, you know, you're not going to rise up at dawn with a bugle and, you know, and so on, and a cold shower. No, no. You're going out to comfortable accommodations, very friendly people who want to help you get the training that you need at your speed, at your pace, and so that you enjoy it. So how do you like that? So from every range of skill, it's all there. It's an unbelievable, the package is worth, I forgot the exact amount, but it's really worth, like, you know, a huge amount of tens of thousands of dollars. This is not a $500 thing that you're getting. The value of the courses and the lifetime aspect and all of that, you know, this is the best deal you're going to see in a long time. I'll come back in just a moment with more of the news. I just wanted to do that promo for Front Sight. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks. And, you know, just one last little thought about getting your commander membership at the FrontSight Training Institute. This is an important aspect of this. You say, well, it's in Las Vegas. I don't live in Las Vegas. You know, it sounds like a really good deal, but it's in Las Vegas. That's far away. Actually, folks, it's not. You may not know this if you don't travel to Las Vegas and haven't done it. It's airfare to Las Vegas is cheap, cheap, cheap. Why is it cheap, cheap, cheap? Because the casinos subsidize air flights to Las Vegas, just as Disneyland subsidizes flights to Orlando. Have you noticed that air flights to Orlando are super cheap? Well, the same is true of Las Vegas. These are subsidized air flights. The casinos want you in Las Vegas. So the airlines get a kickback or whatever, a subsidy, and they are able to offer you super discounted airfares to Las Vegas. So it's very cheap to get there. I use an airline called Allegiant, which is unbelievably cheap. You can check out AllegiantAir.com if you want. But any airline going to Las Vegas has cheap airfares. So it's not far away. It's real easy. The McCarran Airport, very easy to get in. It's not like flying into a big city and it's a hassle and all that. Lots of accommodations. And then also, may I also make the point that is another enticement. Do I want to go to Las Vegas? Listen, as you drive out to the front site facilities out there in the desert, just 47 miles west of Las Vegas, you're driving on the same road that takes you into Death Valley. You're only 2 miles from the California state line when you get to Front Sight. But you're also right next to the town of Pahrump, and that takes you to right into Death Valley, which is fascinating. It's wonderful. It's a tremendous visit to go to this lowest place in the U.S. and this legendary place. It's a very interesting drive through Death Valley. So it's another reason to go out there. There are other reasons to go out to Las Vegas. Of course, the dam, Hoover Dam, is unbelievable if you've never seen it, and so on. I don't go to Las Vegas for the casinos. I never have. I've never spun a wheel at any casino. I've been in them for political. I met Ron Paul out there once at a political event at Bally's. But there are a lot of very interesting things in Nevada besides the casinos. But if you're interested in the casinos, of course, those are also right there. All right, let's go on to the news. And we touched upon the rally Friday in Missouri. And let me play you just a little bit of it, just to give you the flavor, just to raise your spirits a touch here. This is Donald Trump opening the rally. Unbelievable crowd, huge crowd outside. I hope they had the jumbotrons and the speakers that have been put out at rallies for the crowd outside. I hope they had those. But here's what they would have heard on Friday. Crowd's going wild.
Our country is respected again. Remember that. We're respected again. Hello, Missouri. I'm thrilled to be back in the American heartland. I love you people. With thousands of proud, hard-working patriots. This is an incredible time for our nation. We have the best economy in our history today,
which means there should be a big tidal wave at the polls, but maybe not, but it should.
In fact, the stock market, which to me is jobs, the stock market hit an all-time high again. Think of it.
Which should mean a tidal wave at the polls. It should. If the people, you know, get their heads screwed on straight.
And that would mean that 101 days, we hit an all-time high in the stock market. We. And I don't say me, I say we, because it's about we, amazing people. We're bringing back our factories, reopening our mines. You know, those mines, they're reopening. They're reopening. We love our miners. We love our workers. And we're restoring our industrial might like nobody can believe. Nobody believes what's happening. After years of rebuilding other nations, get a little tired of that, right? We are finally rebuilding our nation, and we are doing it with American grit and skill and pride. Right?
Now they go wild. They go wild at that moment. You can't hear it on my microphone. But the crowd, I know, I've been at two of these rallies. Everybody is yelling themselves hoarse. Men, women, children, so happy. Such a crowd. So lucky to be in that audience. And when you find out about another Trump rally, you got to go. Don't take this man for granted. It will change your life. Being exposed to who this man is and what his movement is will change your life. I'm not blowing smoke there. It's that powerful. And don't take it for granted. And this is that little dark cloud that's on my shoulder, is that I don't know if we're going to be up to the task. We patriots, are we going to back him up enough sufficiently to push his program through? And to enable him to punch through the all-out war against him being waged by the people who actually were in control of your life. That deep state, those Rodney the Rat Rodensteins, they actually were in control of your life. And you didn't really, maybe, believe it, or know it, rather. You know, and that's the most, what's that movie, The Matrix? I think they have a feature, that's one of the features of the plot of The Matrix. It's also a feature of George Orwell's 1984, is that the effective tyranny, the most effective tyranny, the ultimate tyranny, is one in which you don't even realize you're in the tyranny. You think you're free. You think you're in control of your own life, and you're not. That's the most effective tyranny. And I think when Donald Trump came upon the scene, we were weighed well down that snowball to hell road. And the deep state now, this is shocking to them. They are fighting back with everything they've got. What they're throwing against Donald Trump with this Kavanaugh hearing is mind-boggling. A crazy woman with false charges that are being turned in by control of the media, by just repeating the phrase, Kavanaugh rape, Kavanaugh rape, Kavanaugh rape. And then over and over and bleating about her charges are credible. Her charges are credible. You hear Dianne Feinstein saying that. They all say that. Her charges are credible. BS. Her charges are credible. Wrong. The next thing you hear constantly, her charges are serious. Wrong. They're not credible. They're not serious. She's owed respect. No, she's not. No, she's not owed anything. She's not even owed a hearing. The hearings were over. Done. And Dianne, insert your own expletive, Feinstein, was sitting on that anonymous letter for 2 months. And she waited until the hearings were over and the vote was scheduled. That she springs this upon us. And then also the lying that she didn't want this, she didn't want her name to be public. BS. She definitely wanted her name to be public. That's why she hired an attorney months earlier. That's why she took a polygraph test months earlier. Now think about it, folks. This is so obvious. Is a person who doesn't want anyone to know her name, doesn't want to go public, going to take a polygraph test to what? To reassure themselves that what they know is actually true? No, you take a polygraph test as a psychology professor because you know how easy they are to pass. It's why they're not regarded, or they're not. You can't introduce one in a court of law. You take it as a fake way to pretend you have substantiation to a false charge. Of course she wanted to be, she wanted to go public. That was the whole strategy. And she herself leaked her identity to various people. And then it went to the Washington Post. It went all over the media. No, and Republicans did not, Brett Kavanaugh didn't know the name of this woman until hours after it went onto national television screens. That's his first notification himself. No, she's not due any respect. She has no credibility. There's nothing serious about her charges. And there's nothing anti-feminist or anti-feminine or anti-woman about calling this liar a liar. You cannot. And then for the entire mechanism of state, the entirety of history, the entire U.S. government, all of the news media, all TV stations, 24 hours a day, to come to a grinding halt, to do nothing but talk about this bat blank crazy person and these false charges. I mean, what kind of a world do we live in where we descend to this level? Now, what I'm hoping is that, you know, I'll be able to calm down in the middle of the week if this bat blank crazy person does actually go on TV on Thursday. Hopefully all of this that I'm saying will be self-evident to anybody watching. Hopefully it'll be so obvious that liberals from coast to coast will be going to the refrigerator or to the cupboard to find the strongest drink they can find and getting as drunk as they can, because it'll be that embarrassing to them. And if that's what happens, that'll be a good thing. And so let's hope for that. But this is a completely out of control situation. Who knows what kind of dirty tricks Dianne Feinstein and company have in store for us on national television with this woman that none of us have ever seen. Have you seen her? You have? Really? I haven't. Is there any video of her anywhere? There must be. She taught a college course at both Palo Alto University and Stanford. There must be video of her out there. Why is it not on YouTube? Why is it not on the national news? I want to see this person. This is like the Wizard of Oz behind the screen, or Goldstein behind the screen in 1984. Where is this person? And this is all calculated. This is all a psychological manipulation to drive us all to a frenzy. Hopefully this will turn out okay. But the November 6th election is coming up. People are already right now voting in that election. And this maneuver by the left is having, it's taking a toll, possibly already, costing the Trump phenomenon votes. And what's at stake is the House majority. And as I said, if that House majority is lost, all those committee chairmanships are gone. Goodbye. Bye-bye. You'll never see them again. Maybe. And then Donald Trump now has to fall back and fight from a much weaker position with only the Senate. If Kavanaugh's not confirmed, with that weakness as well, very, 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 very risky what's going on right now. Let's go back to Donald Trump.
Our military, do we love our military?
Let's jump farther into the speech here. And I'll just jump way out into the speech here, just in the old place here, just to listen to another minute.
Chinese-made goods, and we will come back with more if they retaliate. We have a lot more to come back with. And they want to make a deal, and let's see if we can make a deal. The problem is, whether it's China or Canada or really anybody, they've lived so well off us for so long. It takes a little while, folks. It takes a little bit of while. You know, when they're taking out $400 or $500 billion a year, and then you say one guy, then other presidents should have done this. They should have. There's no way I should have been put in this position. There's no way I should have been put in the position where North Korea and the United States were ready to go to war. I took that over, and we're doing very well there, too.
Doing very, very well. Doing very well. Have a very-
now, you just heard, that was a, serendipitously, that was a very, very key point. You just heard from Donald Trump, and it bolsters the point I've been making on this show. There's no way I, as one man, should have been put in this position. There's no way I should have inherited a $500 billion a year trade deficit with China. There's no way I should have inherited an imminent nuclear war with North Korea. But that was all put upon his shoulders alone. We'll talk about that aloneness right after this break. Also, we'll go to Miles in Maine. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone.
Miles, if you'll wait, continue to wait there in Maine. Thank you. Let's listen to Donald Trump this Friday in Springfield. He's introducing Josh Hawley. That's a new name for almost all of us. He is the man who will become the next senator from Missouri, replacing Claire McCaskill, the horrible Democrat. Here's Donald Trump introducing him to all of us at this rally. That's why he flew out to do all this work. It's all on his shoulders. He has to do this all by himself.
The person we are all here tonight to support, a special man, a special talent, a man who loves this state and he loves this country, the next United States Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley. Come on, Josh.
There he comes up now in shirt sleeves and a tie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Young.
Thank you so much.
Handsome guy.
Thank you so much. Let me just ask you a question. How about the leadership of President Donald J. Trump? You know, I've got to share something with the president, because actually I have to confess I let him down a little bit. President Trump said, I need to get me the biggest stadium and we'll fill it full. And Mr. President, I have to say, do you know, we had to turn away about 20,000 people or something who could not get into the stadium to be here tonight to see this man. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Have you noticed something about our president? When he makes a promise, he keeps it. When he makes a commitment, he delivers. And I tell you what, he's delivering big for the state of Missouri and the United States of America, isn't he? I mean, big. He said he was going to stand up for American workers, and he is. Bringing back jobs. Bringing back.
You got to love this guy, Josh Hawley. What an attractive candidate. He nails it. The crowd's going wild. It's why you've got to go see one of these events, folks. If you need a shot in the arm, if you need a boost in morale, you got to get to one of these rallies. Miles, I'm going to have you on right after this break. Thanks for waiting. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.